tusha no mutende muri Kristo ni nebo munyina wenu Chibusa Brother Douglas Siguru ndetila shalom shalom bye bye God bless you.
Of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Taylor. Let's take a look at the headlines. President Arende Hichilemaha successfully filed in his nomination. Simon Mwewayu turns on earlier decision to withdraw from mayoral race. In international news, undocumented foreigners seek safety as South African anti-migrant marches intensify. And in sports, Chama questions Chipolopolo's endless building phase. Now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilemaha successfully filed in his nomination as a presidential candidate for the forthcoming general elections at the Mulungushi Conference Center. President Hichilema was accompanied by his wife, First Lady Mutinta Hichilema, and Vice President W.K. Mutale Nalumango, whom he has unveiled as his running mate. In a twist of events, popular vlogger Simon Chitambala Mwewa has filed in his nomination as a mayoral candidate for Lusaka on the UPND ticket. Earlier, Mr. Mwewa had announced that he is withdrawing from the race after citing an undercurrent of violence and threats he linked to alleged corruption at the Lusaka City Council. A video had earlier circulated on social media showing unknown persons warning Mr. Mwewa not to contest for the position, stating that the individuals only know Keti Nanyangwe as their candidate. However, Ms. Nanyangwe did not file in her nomination today. Nominations for Lukasha constituency and Kasama mayoral seats have continued at Kasama College of Education in Lukasha. Mr. Daniel Walia was the first to turn up as Lukasha aspiring MP on Thursday under the National Reconciliation Party for Unity and Prosperity, accompanied by a few supporters, followed by Geoffrey Weupe, who is an independent candidate also aspiring for the same seat. Others that successfully filed in nominations for the Kasama mayoral seat were Peter Yunda under the Tonse Alliance ticket and Aaron Zimba from Citizens First Party, accompanied by hundreds of his supporters. Mr. Zimba thanked the people for the support and promised development and skills training for the youths. The last to file in for the Lukasha Member of Parliament seat was Frank Walia of the Resolute Party, who promised to work closely with the 19 ward councillors. Immediate past Kasama Mayor Bywell Symposia has successfully filed in his nominations at Kasama College of Education with a crowd of his supporters. The aspiring candidate is seeking re-election under the United Party for National Development, UPND, following victory in the February by-elections. Earlier, Maggie Walia of the Socialist Party also successfully filed in nominations for the Kasama mayoral seat. Speaking after the nominations, the aspiring candidate thanked her supporters for turning up and the people of Socialist Party for the support. She has since pledged to work for the people accordingly, promising more development that will make Kasama become a city. Other candidates that have successfully filed in nominations for the Kasama mayoral seat include Aaron Zimba of Citizens First Party, and Peter Yunda of the National Reconciliation Party for Unity and Prosperity. Government says it is scaling up social protection programs in Luapula province following statistics showing that poverty levels in some districts remain between 76% and 80%, among the highest in the country. Speaking when he officially closed the Leadership and Transformation Curriculum Transform Workshop for Kawambwa District stakeholders on Friday, Luapula Province Acting Permanent Secretary Evans Sikabuba says the new Dawn administration under President Hakainde Hichilema remains determined to ensure that vulnerable families benefit from practical and lasting interventions aimed at reducing poverty. Mr. Sikabuba says government is aware of the deep structural challenges affecting Luapula Province, including low farm productivity, declining fish stocks, unemployment, poor health, and high dependency on social cash transfer programs. He says the Transform Training Program had come at a critical time when the government was accelerating the implementation of effective and accountable social protection systems across the country. And Kawambwa District Commissioner Geoffrey Chilambwe says government is shifting from relief-based interventions to a sustainable life cycle approach in social protection that responds to the needs of citizens at every stage of life. Mr. Chilambwe says the training had equipped officers with leadership, communication and community engagement skills necessary to improve social protection programs and uplift the lives of vulnerable people in Kawambwa District. The Lusaka City Council LCC has announced the completion of the Kawata Mini Civic Center in Kawata Constituency. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the Kawata Mini Civic Center was constructed with funding from the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development at a total cost of 3,194,501 kwacha 95 ingwe. Ms. Mwamba says the Kawata Mini Civic Center is one of the four such facilities constructed within the city, adding that the other completed mini civic centers are located in Lusaka Central, Kanyama and Matero constituencies. She says the establishment of these centers is intended to bring municipal services closer to residents.
The initiative is expected to enhance operational efficiency, reduce congestion at the many civic center, and improve overall service delivery to the public. The construction of mini civic centers aligns with government's fiscal decentralization policy, which prioritizes a community-driven infrastructure that directly responds to local needs. The Lusaka City Council reaffirms its commitment to delivering infrastructure that promotes accessibility, efficiency, and responsiveness in public service.
This is Church News.
A clergy has warned of zealous cadres to desist from participating in violence. Speaking on the neighborhood radio program on One Love Radio, Apostle Mikaya has cautioned cadres to think of their future and that of their families before engaging in violence. He notes that when the law catches up with them and they are arrested, the politicians they are fighting over will not assist them in any way.
Today the president is going to file his papers. You will see the heavy security because he is a president and is coming from the ruling party, which is now listen to this. I want to speak this today. The peace we have in Zambia, we should not take it for granted. Let us hold this peace we have in Zambia. Wenda mafuzo kuchere politicians sasa kwelako ayo patwazazi wakindine na mtuma please uzasi ya cheva na wafutika ama mapolitiani wakawina wapereka wana wawo kuvyaro wakudiabu ino wakula na mamotoka iyo uzasi ya cheva ukada kuchere.
We now take a break.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Zambia. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines.